Blog Talk Radio.
It's new, it is fresh, and ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to Diversity News Radio, on air with Steven Escobar, coming to you live from Hollywood, California, the home of the entertainment and motion picture industry, on Monday, September 26, 2016. The best
Hi, I'm Ryan Seacrest for RAD. Over 300 people in this country are killed every week by a drunk driver. That's the equivalent of 2 747 plane crashes every single week. And the problem isn't going away unless we all do our part to stop it. So if you see someone who's about to drive after drinking, get the keys. Don't leave it up to anyone else. Friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Diversity News Radio on air with Steven Escobar. So yes, we're back. We are continuing with the countdown to diversity pageants. And tonight we're featuring another contestant, and she is Mrs. Diversity News San Diego. Let me introduce her. I do see she's been waiting for about 5 minutes on the dashboard. So let me do the quick introduction. Okay, here we go. To read, use a sentence. Here she has a lot of stuff going on with this biography. So I'm going to skip some parts and just read. I'm going to read the first paragraph. I think that would be easier for me than going to the second one. So anyways, her name is Sharon Doyle, and Sharon Doyle is a multi-talented businesswoman, actress, producer, environmentalist, celebrity journalist, and press agent. I want to add to her impressive resume that Sharon Doyle is, once again, the 2016 Mrs. Diversity News San Diego contestant, and the pageant will be held on November 5th at the Performing Arts Education Center in Aurora Hills. So not making her to wait any longer, I'm going to introduce, and everyone please help me to welcome to Diversity News Radio on air with Steven Escobar, Mrs. Sharon Doyle. You're live on Diversity News Radio.
Well, thank you very much, Steven, for having me on tonight's show. It is an honor to be on the show tonight with you. And as you mentioned, I am representing the beautiful city of San Diego and the first annual Diversity News pageant. And, my resume is very diverse, as you alluded to earlier. And just wanted to share with the audience tonight the reasons why I decided to partake in the pageant this year. Interviewing a lot of celebrities and individuals in Hollywood, I saw a real need for some, diverse groups needing some airtime. And I took a look at those diverse groups as assets. And, that these assets, generally just have, a different dimension to them. And there are different age groups, there are different races, different genders. Some of them have different economic statuses or locations, or their education levels are different. But in their backgrounds, their employment histories can be different. But I think viewing, diversity as an asset means that each individual has the same value, where, whether you're white, you're black, or purple or green, and the more assets that the community has or an organization has gives us a greater ability to grow and experience different benefits in life.
Yeah, that's a really, good explanation to why you're involved with diversity pageant. Sure, for the complete name. I do have a couple questions, and I may have already stated, and I may be redundant. Can you tell if there's something I didn't include on your introduction? Who is Sharon Doyle?
Well, I grew up in the Midwest, and after experiencing 60 below weather, I migrated to the beautiful city of San Diego, and have been in San Diego for the last 20 years. Thoroughly enjoy the winters here much more than in Minnesota, and have settled in the northern part of San Diego, where I make my home. However, I am up in Los Angeles, you know, 3 to 4 times a week covering different events and different fashion shows and fundraisers and whatnot in the city of Los Angeles. So I spend a good portion of my time doing that. I still am involved in helping with consulting of businesses, the startup businesses, which I've done for a number of years. As a matter of fact, I'm working with a couple of my sponsors for this year's pageant is two of my customers, one of which is a longtime customer, 9 to 5 seating, which they make one of the best seats, you know, office chairs in the world. And the second is a startup liquor company called Cuckoo Liquor. They're based here in San Diego, and it's a chocolate liqueur. The recipe was originated from Poland, and a very delicious, you know, recipe. And I'm sure that when people sample it and try it, they're going to love it, you know, because it's gluten-free, which for a lot of people, that's a challenge, you know, with anything to do with the, you know, liquor. Most of the chocolate products, the liquor products have dairy in them. So that's, you know, what I'm up to these days.
Okay. Sounds exciting, and I know I had other questions for you, but something coming in my mind right now is tomorrow you're heading over to Los Angeles for our, I know we selected when we started this, the pageants, two charities, which is AIDS Walk Los Angeles, benefiting AIDS Royal Los Angeles, and as well Austin Six. Tomorrow is their kickoff party before the walk, which is going to be held a grand par in downtown Los Angeles on October 23, and I know you are excited to come meet some of the celebrities and the king of the AIDS Walk LA.
Yes, yes. I encourage everyone to come to the kickoff tomorrow night. It's going to be an exciting evening. As you've alluded to, there's going to be lots of celebrities. There's going to be a lot of excitement to get to know some of the other girls that are part of the pageant, and to really collaborate with individuals for this very important AIDS walk. I've done a lot of different charity functions, and for many years I used to walk for the March of Dimes every year and raise thousands and thousands of dollars. So I'm excited to do that this year for the AIDS walk at the end of, I think it's October 23rd is the actual date of that walk.
Yeah, and today I finally, after having some technical issues, I was able to update our official website. You know, I am the IT or the website guy as well. So I'm posting it right now for anyone listening and following this conversation. You can check it out. The website is basically for our team, which is Diversity News 3960 or Diversity News Magazine Cares, and that is diversitynews3960.diversitynewspublications.com. Diversity News Publications is the parent company of some of the diversity brands. Anyways, I think we're talking too much. If you don't mind, let's give some entertainment to our listeners, loyal listeners out there, and I will be back with you in sure a couple minutes.
Yeah, the one thing I did want to mention, though, before we take a break here, is that tomorrow's kickoff party is going to be held at the Precinct, which is at 357 South Broadway in Los Angeles, just so that your viewers have the address. So 357 South Broadway in Los Angeles, 90013, and the kickoff party starts at 5:30. 6:30. So 6:30 to 9 tomorrow night.
Okay, I want to add something. There is a catch for kickoff. People who are able to attend the party, they need to be registered on the AIDS Walk website, which I'm going to give it to whoever is listening. You can go to la.aidswalk.net. Register. You can select our team where it says Search Walker Her Team. You can type their diversity news, and it will pop up, and you can join our team, or you can create your own team, or join another team. We don't really care. Everything is for the same, you know, cause. So the fundraising that you do by walking and raising money as well and raising awareness for HIV and AIDS is, you know, it's for everyone who needs the services. And something I can say is HIV can happen to anyone. It doesn't have to be men or you know, those sexual preference that you may have. Anyone can get infected with HIV. Anyway, now let's go to a little break, and we will be back shortly, so don't go nowhere else.
I've been spinning round and round, feeling stuck in second place, ending up in this same race. Tonight, I keep slipping down and down, trying to cut away from doubt, further and further I can't get out. Step by step I'm moving on, every failure makes me strong. I wanna back because it takes too long. Times are always on your side. Feel like you just wanna run and hide. You gotta fight. You gotta fight for who you are. Doesn't matter what you've heard. Don't lose sight of what you're worth. Step by step, I'm moving on. Every failure makes me strong. I won't back because it takes too long.
Wildfires burn millions of acres across the country each year. And each year, wildland firefighters battle to contain them. But they can't do it alone. For some communities, it's not a question of if wildfires strike, but when. And a single ember can travel more than 1 mile. As it twists and turns and floats through the air, that single ember can find its way to where you live and can ignite and destroy your home or your community. That single ember can be just as dangerous as the wildfire itself. You can't control where the ember will land, but you can control what happens when it does. You can take action now to prepare your home and your community for wildfire. Get fire adapted. Learn what you can do now to reduce wildfire damage later at fireadapted.org. Prepare, protect, prevail. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council. Learn more at fireadapted.org.
And this radio station. Okay, we're back with Mrs. Diversity News San Diego, Sharon Doyle. So I sure had looked for the next questions, but I was doing something else. You know, we have to be multitask, especially here with my loyal pet, celebrity Devo Casper, next to me listening, doing the radio show. So let me see if I think I did ask one of the questions. So let's go to the next one. And the next question I have is, how has been your experience with diversity pageants?
Well, you know, my experience has been a good one. I have had an opportunity to really be part of, you know, a very first pageant across the nation. And I think that is an honor for all of the girls that are in the pageant to really be, you know, at the forefront of this and representing diversity in our society, because we all have very diverse backgrounds. But I think that the, you know, the girls are all really excited about the opportunities, you know, to bring that to the forefront. So for me, as a journalist, because of my background being so diverse, I think it's an honor to represent the first diversity pageant.
Okay, and I see that we have 7 minutes on air. Then it will go off the air for 15 minutes, but we don't have to do it. So let's get this thing over. Next question is, I know you're looking for sponsors and you want friends, families to come watch the show, which is going to be held on November 5th, 2016, from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. I need to go look where it's going to be held. Okay. Let me go back to the website. Sorry.
It's going to be at the Performing Arts Center.
Yeah, we need to say it correct. So I need to have the correct name. The Performing Arts Education Center, which is in Aurora Hills, and tickets are $45 regular and $55 reserved seating. We call it VIP. So the event is going to have red carpet arrivals. There is celebrity judges, by the way, and I think you know some of them. I can say, before I forget, I don't know if you recognize the two songs that we have been playing, which the first one was Wish You Love, and the second one, it was Perfect Me. The singer is our hit recording artist, Fawn, who will be performing live at Diversity Pageant.
Yeah, I've not heard her sing, but I heard she's pretty good. I said I haven't heard her sing, but I heard she's good.
Yeah, those two songs that you hear, those MP3s are hers. Thanks to her for sending it over. And what else? I mean, okay, tickets. If people want to support you, they want to sponsor you or buy tickets to come see you, where can they contact you?
Well, I have my own website. So if individuals that are listening want to get more information about how their companies can support the pageant or me, you can go to my website or the diversity website. But my website is www.sharon, S-H-A-R-O-N, the letter K as in Catherine, and then Doyle, D-O-Y-L-E.com. Or you can go to Diversity's website, which is, I think, Mrs. Diversity.com,
yeah.
I believe it is, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Ms. and Mrs. Diversity.com. You got it right.
Right.
And
right.
4 minutes, they're telling me here. Okay, this is a kind of like, we don't know, but I want to know. And maybe it can create some excitement or controversy. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. Who do you think is going to win this competition?
You know what? I think that all of these girls offer their own unique talents. And I think that what I'm going to do is I'm going to leave that up to the judges. You've got some very good judges that are coming that are celebrity judges who have judged some pageants in the past. And, you know, I think that that's their job to do, is to decide who is the best person to represent, you know, diversity in this first pageant, you know, for this, you know, event. And I'm just going to, you know, not make any more comments about that.
Okay, you want to keep yourself safe with any, you know, something that can develop. Okay, one more question. In case you were one of the winners, what would be your platform?
Well, I think that, you know, the platform really, I mean, I really represent a lot of different things. If somebody has a chance to look at my resume, I do a lot with the environment. I am also part of a Tesla Science Foundation. But I think for this particular platform is really taking this to a level of making individuals aware that that everyone in society is an asset and that we all create value. And if we learn to appreciate the differences between all of us, then we would have, you know, we would be better off if we were to learn to appreciate and accept other people's opinions and things like that. Because if we have different opinions, that's where we can create better ideas and have better companies, better communities. So that's what I would like that platform to be, is to really take that to a level. I know that a lot of companies have really adapted having diversity officers and whatnot, to bring that asset, you know, and create that in their organization. So just bringing that more on a global basis.
And I can add that the reason why this pageant was created, by the way, that question had come to myself, why you decided to do this and why? As you recently had here, the controversy about Oscar So White, and they're talking about diversity, what happened to diversity. That's the reason why this pageant was created, by the way. It was to give the opportunity to those people for them to be part of something. And there should be no more complaints why this is so why and why there is no diversity included.
Right,
that's,
and I think
why
that,
diversity,
you know,
pageants were born.
And for myself, in a large part, because this compels me to confront my responsibility in society and, you know, demand us to take a look at our own ignorances in this area and use our own power to bring awareness to that. And that's, you know, what I hope to bring to this pageant.
All right. And right now I'm looking on patch.com, and I just want to read who are going to be the celebrity judges. Oh, by the way, you're not supposed to contact them.
Well, it's kind of hard because I've interviewed a couple of them.
Yeah,
but I won't contact them regarding the pageant, okay?
Yeah, you are off from them for until the pageant is over. Anyways, CBS, the John the Wrestler, Restless, and Hollywood Walk of Fame star recipient actress Kate Linder, Coach to the Stars Bobby Chan, his recording artist, Fawn, celebrity fashion designer Vida Kratov, and pageant producer Natalia Coro are our diversity pageant judges. I also can add that we're going to have celebrity actor and producer Joe Valdez, who will be ending hosting the entire pageant, by the way. We also have American actress and celebrity Tushari Jaya Sekera, who will be doing red carpet interviews at our pageant. I understand there will be two red carpets on that day. One more thing I want to do, because we are off the air, but people can go and listen to the show for tickets. One more, I need to tell where they can go to make it easier. You can go to Miss and the venue and day, and you will see there the information where to get the tickets, which is under tickets, and there's a little link. Click that, and it takes you directly to our tickets box office. Once again, regular are $45 and reserve VIP are $55. Anything else that you would like to say to our listeners? Remember that you and your listeners and friends can listen to this archive later, like within 2 minutes after we say goodbye to the radio show. But anything else that you would like to add?
Well, what I would like to ask is I'd like to encourage, you know, those corporations out there that say that they are part of and have a diversity department and whatnot, that they get on the phone and they call or they send me an email or contact you or go on the site to get tickets under, you know, Sharon Doyle or any of the contestants. I mean, we all have separate links there. But and then also those individuals who really want to make a difference with this particular topic. And I think all of us can really relate in some way, shape, or form to what diversity means to them and their own personal experiences with not having something because of maybe a different group of ethnicity or age or gender or whatnot. So I hope that everyone comes out for the pageant. It's going to be a great night. You've got a great, list of celebrities that are going to be in attendance. We've got some great performers lined up. So it's I'm looking forward to it. Very exciting.
All right, Mrs. Diversity News San Diego, Sharon Doyle, I want to say thank you for calling in and thank you for being my guest. And you are free to go. Good night.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, so we are off the air, so people cannot hear us. But I want to do the closings and basically come down to Diversity News Pageants featuring contestant Mrs. Diversity News San Diego, Sharon Doyle, is brought to you by Diversity News Magazine, powered by Blood Talk Radio Network, and is sponsored by Worldwide Vital Marketing and Public Relations, and as well, Mrs. Diversity and Mrs. Diversity News Organization, pageant organization. This radio show is hosted by yours truly, Steven Escobar, and is produced by Diversity News Productions. Thank you for listening, and remember, you can go to the archive, share it, tweet it, embed the show, put in your website, whatever you want to do, and listen to the show. Any feedback is also welcome, so please like our Facebook, Diversity News Radio. Diversity News Radio on Facebook, so it's facebook.com/Diversity News Radio. And if you like yours truly, you can go also like my Facebook official fan page, facebook.com/ Steven Escobar official fan page. For now, thank you and have a good night.
Wildfires burn millions of acres across the country each year. And each year...
I'm getting ready to do something, too. I'm running for president. Americans have fought their way back from tough economic times, but the deck is still stacked in favor of those at the top. Everyday Americans need a champion, and I want to be that champion. So you can do more than just get by. You can get ahead and stay ahead. Because when families are strong, America is strong. So I'm hitting the road to earn your vote. Because it's your time. And I hope you'll join me on this journey.